BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Scott. I'm 23. I'm from Whitney. You might know me. I'm the one with the tattoo on my watch, sir. Anyways, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. It's Scott Mills.
Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott. So today's introduction was provided by another Scott with quite a revelation. He's got a tattoo on his what's it? Scott?
Yes.
Why did you decide to get the tattoo there?
Well, be fair, ever since I've had my back tattooed, I've always wanted it on there.
Have you?
To be fair, I've got quite a few. I've even got my lip tattooed and get my eyelids done soon as well.
It's not very common, is it? Can you just walk into any tattoo shop and get one, or do you have to get
No, it's not. You have to,
And how do you say it? Can I get one on my what's it?
Well, I say something else, be fair, but no, you have to ask, be fair, because only certain tattoos do it, because it's a sensitive area, because the skin density is not as thick as the rest of your skin.
I've got so many more questions, I just can't ask them now.
It's extremely painful to have it done, though. I wouldn't advise it, and extremely dear.
Is it a word? Is it a word you've got there, or...?
I've actually got daggers on it, to be fair.
Do you regret it at all?
Not really. It's an interesting... It's an icebreaker, so to speak.
It is, isn't it? I mean, that's the first thing you can say to somebody. Yeah, I've got one on there.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to speak to you, Scott.
And you too.
And thank you for introducing the show today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I'm loving that I'm learning so much about you lot as an audience. If you want to email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us a fascinating fact about yourself. And maybe you could be introducing this show tomorrow at 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are so many questions coming in on text about Scott and his tattoo, none of which I can answer on air. But there are so many questions to be asked. I know what you're saying. I feel your pain. Not as much as he did. Right, dear Scott, because it's Thursday, the Posh Radio 4 lady... First one of the new year coming up for you a bit later on. The stuff that you've been saying on email. And 24 years at the tap end is yours at 5.15 tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, hi.
Hiya.
Becky was obviously off yesterday, so missed this. I miss you. Just for a day, but I did a little bit. And Chris is going to make a David Guetta song. I'll explain all in a bit. It's quite long. Right, so I want to know what you think about this. There's a restaurant... down the road from me, which is doomed.
Yeah.
Because every time it opens as something else, shuts again within about 6 to 7 to 8 weeks. And I have been known in the last year to be the only person eating in that restaurant just because I feel sorry for them. All the other restaurants around are quite busy. This one, always there's no one in.
Is the food any good?
Well, it's been two different things since I've lived there in the last year. It was a Turkish restaurant, which looked really nice, and I did go in once, lush food. Then it was a Chinese. They both closed. The Chinese closed a couple of weeks ago. And I think it must be due to lack of business, because when you're in there eating on your own, or sometimes with a friend, I'll be like, seriously, this place can't stay open for much longer, because there's no one coming in. Walked past there yesterday, it's been completely gutted again, because they have to refit it every time, and it's different refit every time. It's just costing loads of money. And now there's just a rubbish sign over the top saying, kebabs, fish and chips, opening soon. Like a bit of tarpaulin at the top. Well, that's not any good. I don't think this is good enough. And also, because it's doomed, I think they need to do something better than just open again. Mm. But they need to learn by their previous mistakes. So I would like to give them some kind of grand opening, like you see in films. But I don't know what constitutes a grand opening. So if you're listening at a shop or a restaurant, or maybe your business has had a grand opening recently, what do I need to do? Because I just want to help them out a bit, you know, like helping the community.
I'd say definitely a ribbon, which can be cut.
Okay.
Mm, and you need oversized scissors for that as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to buy them. Can I use shears?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that not dangerous? Don't you need, like, proper Village Fate scissors as opposed to... Okay, shears is fine.
You don't want to spend too much money. It'll be closed again. You'll have to do the whole thing all over again.
I know, I'm
months.
Just worried about it.
You need a sort of...
Do I need flags?
I think flags, bunting.
Yeah, bunting.
You need some sort of celebrity, not, like, A, B or C list.
Sometimes they have lookalikes, don't they?
Yes!
I remember once I opened, in the 90s, I had to open a... American-themed restaurant, and they had, like, a lush 50s car outside and a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. That was all the rage. Should I get a Marilyn Monroe lookalike?
Well, that fits into the theme of the American restaurant, but I'm not sure about
kebabs.
I think you should get a royal lookalike. That's more keeping in the times, isn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah.
If I said, like, a Kate Middleton lookalike eating a kebab as people come
she
in...
It looks like it's loads of kebabs.
Yeah. Doesn't she?
You need to get someone that, like, looks like they've eaten a few kebabs.
Okay.
You need, like...
Should I get someone off Britain's Got Talent? Stavros Flatley?
Yeah, yes. Or you need, like, Anthony Costa.
Okay, he's slimmed down now. I know who I can get. Good price. Dane Bowers. Ideal.
You need someone that you wouldn't actually, if you actually saw them in a kebab shop, you wouldn't go, you go, all right, mate.
Like I said,
yeah.
Dane Bowers. And also, don't they have big, like, brass bands playing outside as well? I just want to help them out a bit, you know? Like, the sign saying kebabs chip shop open soon isn't cutting it for me. Mark my words, you'll be closed again in 6 months.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I was talking about a restaurant near me that's been a few different things now over the last year. It's been a Turkish place, it's been a Chinese restaurant. I also forgot it was a pancake house, which closed just before Pancake Day. It's been all those in the last year. It's just not working for them. They have to have a refit every time. I'm just trying to help them out with a grand opening for when their kebab shop opens, which I think is in the next couple of weeks. They've just got a sign there saying, coming soon. Good call from Jono in Worksop. Omelette from Lee Nelson's show. That's quite good.
Yeah, that's about the sort of level I'm looking at.
We're being offered a lot of Dane Bowers lookalikes. Now, seriously, think about this. You haven't thought that through, have you? Because if I go to the owner, I've not even asked them yet, and say, do you want a Dane Bowers lookalike? The fact that I haven't even been able to get actual Dane Bowers looks pretty poor. Do you not think?
Did you see the text that says, fish and chip place, you've got to get an Ian Beale lookalike?
That's a brilliant idea.
That is a good one.
In the absence of actual Ian Beale, because it's a chip shop, as well as kebabs. Do we want Bryony from Bury St Edmunds is offering up her boyfriend, looks a bit like Prince Harry, royalty, as you said, also loves a kebab.
Yeah,
that
why
could
not?
Work. Cheers for all the suggestions. She says maybe he can cut the ribbon. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This music to me always means it's nearly Bloody Friday. It's time for the first Dear Scots of the new year. From the posh Radio 4 lady. You get in touch with us by email. You send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And the posh Radio 4 lady reads it out. Anything you want to say on the show, anything you want to know.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, PR4L, and of course not forgetting the amazing Chris. I listen to your podcast every night and have always wanted to email in, but kept forgetting. So now I have remembered I have. Please could you let me know if Chris is single? He is my absolute favourite. He tweeted me a while back and I was so happy. I would love to take him on in innuendo bingo. Anyway, toodles, Lottie, Portsmouth.
So Lottie wants to take you on in innuendo bingo.
Thing is, it's more fun with Becky because she gets you wet. Right. Because, like, ultimately she... I'm quite a polite player, aren't I?
Mm.
Yeah.
You're a true gentleman.
You are, actually. You even open doors for ladies and stuff, don't you? He's like a modern man. Don't just, like, slam it in their face.
I've never met a man that slammed a door in my face.
Sadly, Chris is not single at the moment.
Hearts are breaking all over the country.
Yeah, but we'll keep your number, Lottie, should anything come up. Thanks for your interest. We'll keep you on file. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and PR4L. After listening to several episodes of 24 Years at the Tap End... I now have a huge crush on Chris.
Another one!
He is so funny and has such a sexy voice. I've thought about looking online for a picture of him, but I'm scared that he's actually a minger and my illusions of him being a hunk will be shattered.
Don't do it.
Your show brings joy to my boring journeys. Love you all, especially Chris. Jodie, 25 years old, off of Derby, XXXXX.
All right, keep that one on file.
I wouldn't look up Chris, not because he's a minger, but because if you do Google him, you tend to just get pictures of adult babies.
Yeah, that's our fault, isn't it?
What other pictures are there of him? I can't remember.
There's a photo of me as an adult baby. There's one of me as Batman, and there's one of me dressed
the sexy
up as
Mexican.
A Mexican as well.
Generally, though, not something that is really a good look for you.
No.
So I would advise against Googling that. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky and the rest of the team. I heard Becky mention the triple food challenge on the podcast and thought it would be worth pointing out that this can be done in Glasgow. There's a part of the city centre called the Four Corners, where at a crossroad there's a KFC, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, and a separate independent Chinese sit-in slash takeaway. It's on the corner of Argyle Street and Union Street. Me and my mates have done the triple challenge a few times, but never all four. Don't think it's possible to eat four meals in such a short time. Maybe you, Chris and Becky could come up and try it. I could arrange a team of three to have an eat-off with you, with
yes.
the loser paying. You up for it? Smiley? Take care. Doogie, Glasgow.
Thank you, Doogie in Glasgow, but you should never challenge us to things like this, because we will take you up.
Yeah. I've never had an eat-off. Have you?
No.
But I just think, it's going to be a walk in the park, that.
Yeah, it doesn't even scare me.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, and what?
Yeah. As long as I've got pint glasses of water on hand, yeah. it's fine.
Explain, if people didn't hear it, what the challenge is.
The challenge is when you're in an area where there's like three or four fast food restaurants that you can see from one spot.
A retail park, for
yeah,
example.
You have to do like the triple, say, if you yeah. do like the two burger place and the chicken place. Or like yeah. if there's a pizza place as well, you could do the, yeah. the quad.
Yeah. Some people are saying they have, a lot of people are saying they have, do have a quad in their area. They can see all four. Which is incredible. I don't know of anywhere.
I would long to live in a place like that.
I don't know of anywhere around here.
No.
Next.
Hey, as today is Pixie Lott's birthday, I'd love to hear her new single, Kiss the Stars. Wop wop, laughing smiley. Leonardo.
Thank you, Leonardo.
Dear Scott isn't for requests, is it?
Not really, but it
How
seems to have slipped
through
the net. Well, because anything gets through, let's be honest. Did you know it was Pixie Lott's birthday today, Chris?
I did. I was thinking of tweeting her.
Send a card?
I thought I'd send her a tweet, but then I thought that's completely pointless, probably, isn't it?
Did you get
say?
Just happy birthday. And
did you get her a present?
No.
You're not that much. You know, you don't. Why are you smiling like that? You did get her a present.
I thought about it.
Oh my God, you actually did.
What were you going to get?
She
her?
Doesn't know you.
If you did get a present for her, what were you going to get?
I don't know. No, I really don't know. Probably gift vouchers or something.
Gift vouchers?
Maybe.
Do you know what she really likes?
What?
You know those bags that you can do toast in and put in the toaster? She loves them.
How do you know?
I've just read it in an interview.
She
somewhere.
Also loves the wooden tongs that you can use to get your toast out, because obviously you can't put anything in the toaster.
To get her tongs?
Yeah.
And also, have you seen those egg pods, those things that do perfect poach eggs? She loves those. So any of those you could have got, but you didn't. So, but I do like it that you thought about her.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Pixie, if you're listening. Anything else you want to know, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to say, that's what Dear Scott is for. It's your forum.
Do you know what I was going to say? It's a good job you've kept those ladies' details on file, because Chris's girlfriend, after hearing this bit of Dear Scott, she's not on anymore. She's going to dump him.
She is not.
What, that he's declared that he wants to buy Pixie Lott a birthday present? Of kitchen goods or vouchers.
I made the kitchen goods bit up, if that makes you feel better. She doesn't even like those, but I don't know, but she doesn't like those toasty bag things. I just made it was just something that came into my head.
So don't get her then.
No, does that make it any better?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I'm sure it's fine.
Right.
Pass
Hello,
the details over there.
Hello,
I'll
Chris's girlfriend. If you're listening, we love you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just remembered something. Chris, do you remember over Christmas? I think it was a Christmas drink we were having. You said that you were thinking of making Pixie Lott a calendar of yourself to give to her on her birthday. Do you remember that? You did say it.
Yeah, this is because I got a calendar and a secret Santa of her. Mm. I thought it was only fair that I sort of
you
do
were
one back.
You return the favour.
Yeah.
Because someone got you the Pixie Lott calendar.
I've got a calendar of Cliff Richard upstairs that's been sent, and I don't feel the urge to send him
someone
one
back.
Of me. Yeah. Like riding a dolphin.
I just wanted to flag that up because I thought you might have forgotten about it. So I just wanted to
we're
say.
We're not doing that, though.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you, isn't it? It's your life.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many emails and Twitter messages and texts from people about Tap End. Christy says, it makes my long journey home complete. Natasha says, I've been isolated from Tap End while on holiday in Fuerteventura. I couldn't wait to get back to hear it. And Darren says, loving at the Tap End, it should be a book. Well, that's our aim by the end of the year. Also, here's an idea. Why don't you, Becky, cross-stitch the cover of the book?
Hey.
Ah, yeah.
And get it done, yeah?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, with Chris's face on.
I could... Oh, yeah.
I know you normally only do celebrities.
Could cross-stitch Chris?
Yeah. So, are we ready for today's episode?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Always. Ready. Ready.
I thought I'd take you right back.
Okay.
To my 12th year at the Tap End.
Oh, yes. We haven't had. Do you know what I was thinking about Tap End? Mm. Is it all seems to be like teenage years.
Yeah.
I know you've probably got more stories than that, but I'd quite like to hear like 4th year at the Tap End.
Well, yeah. You might be able to remember that.
Your first day at school and like what you had in your lunchbox and...
Do people want to hear that? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought I'd take you to my 12th year today if you're keen on that.
I'm keen. Let's go.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Roger.
All right. Although this is the title of one of the best episodes of The Inbetweeners, it was also one of the most important school trips I went on during my time at the Tap End, the Swanage Field Trip. Unlike The Inbetweeners, I was in Year 6, and this was one of my first travels away from my family home and without my parents. We boarded the coach from Cannon Lane School in Pinner and made the long journey to Swanage. The journey involved pretty standard Year 6 coach stuff. Waving at passing cars, throwing scrunched up paper at the girls and playing on Game Boys. Eventually, we arrived at a large hostel-like place in a place I'm pretty sure was called Purbeck. Would it have been?
That's near Swanage. Dorset.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
Did they have the bucket on the coach? Because that used to really freak me out. Mm. You know, the teacher that sat at the front with a massive bucket just in case someone was sick.
Someone was always sick.
Yeah.
Why were they, though? It's like, you know, you don't get sick on coaches now, but as a child, you seem to.
Yeah.
And also, most coaches had a toilet.
Yeah, but they'd never let us use it. Teachers would never let the kids use the coach toilet.
That's just an adult toilet.
Yeah, teacher's toilet. We were lucky to have a really sound class teacher, Miss Jenkins, and she let us choose who was in our rooms. I was sharing a room with about 6 other guys, and we had all promised each other that we would stay up all night, every night. I managed to secure top bunk. Vital in these situations.
Why?
Top bunk's essential because I can't name names, but one of the boys in the room, he had previous for wetting the bed.
Right.
It's always better to be the one that's wetting the bed than the one that gets weed on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, as a rule of life.
Yeah. Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just important to get the top bump because you have more control than being on the bottom, don't you?
Yeah. I like it that I think it's important, but for you it's one of your rules of life.
First evening, we all did our best to stay awake. Teachers had laid down a few ground rules. We were all meant to sleep at lights out and we weren't allowed to spray deodorant in the rooms due to the sensitive fire alarms.
What on earth are you spraying?
Well,
Lynx, obviously.
I thought they were lying. My theory was at the time that they were probably lying and it was just a ploy to get us to not use deodorant. And I'm not sure
why would they do that?
I don't know.
It's brilliant. I get to spend my day with like 30 children that all stink.
They also told us before lights went out that we should all sleep or we would be too tired the next day and issued several threats of punishment should we misbehave. Every now and then, a teacher would open the door and check we were asleep. But we were managing to beat the system, falling quiet when a teacher came in, but jumping around and shouting whenever they left. It was a right laugh. I must have fallen asleep at some point, though, as next morning, very early, we were getting woken up by shouting teachers. We got up, out of bed, and headed downstairs for breakfast, and the first activities of the week. Looking back, the week was full of good times. Wall climbing... Loads of football, assault courses, mixed in with visits to places like Durdle Door, Lulworth Cove and Corfe Castle.
Ah, Corfe Castle, yes.
I swear every kid's been on these trips, yeah, right?
It's gorgeous round there. You didn't go to the nudist beach?
Nudist beach? I don't think so, no. Was there one?
Yeah, there is.
Where's that?
In Swanage.
You would have...
It's really famous for its nude... Hang on, let me just check before I say. Oh... I really shouldn't Google these things at work.
I can't tell if I would like to go to a nudist beach or
I've
not,
never
right?
been to no, one.
I think I would. I think it's one of those things that you should tick off on your list of things to do before you die.
Oh, it's Studland Bay in Swanage.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a nudist beach.
Yeah.
I think I might have been on one but didn't realise at the time.
How does that work?
Well, like when I was 18, I think I went on a trip to Gran Canaria. And there were some sand dunes and there were some blokes, like, waving their doodahs around. And I was like, well, like, and I...
That doesn't make it a nudist beach,
well,
does it?
I think it was. But it was literally right next to some bars and clubs. So I was like, well, what are they doing with them out? So maybe it was, I don't know.
Were they waving at you?
I made my excuses and left. No.
Do they not have the big sign up? Because quite on the beaches in this country where they have nudist beaches, it says naturists may be seen beyond this point.
No, nothing
like,
at all.
Just to warn you that you might get some...
They were just hanging out in the dunes.
I don't think you're allowed to do that on nudist beaches either.
Right. Well, it's different rules in Gran Canaria,
true.
I think, probably.
True. It was classic school trip stuff. Even orienteering was a laugh this time. Little did I know at the time, but I was to have a bad experience with orienteering a couple of years later at the Tap End during an awkward school game session. We were doing orienteering one day at school. I must have taken a wrong turn and I got completely lost in the middle of the woods at Casterbury Park. I got so lost, especially after following wrong advice from a man on a canal boat, that I arrived back at school 2 hours later. Everyone had gone home and it was assumed by my PE teacher that I'd done a bunk and run home. I was unjustly given a detention for this, a clear miscarriage of justice. Luckily, sat-navs have since been invented, so I've never had to orienteer again. I imagine people don't have to do it at school anymore. Orienteering is massively long. But back to Swanage. We were all having a great week. However, one night it all went wrong. Despite several warnings from teachers, one night, around 1 o'clock in the morning, Johnny Hall decided to test out the effects of Lynx Africa on the fire alarms.
I knew it.
He mounted the top bunk, pointed the deodorant can straight at the fire alarm and sprayed. All of a sudden, the alarm started ringing and that horrible sinking feeling happened in my stomach. The whole building was evacuated and we were lined up in our rooms on the concrete outside. We all knew we were massively in trouble. And sure enough, the caretaker emerged, whispered in the ear of our militant head teacher, who had then marched over to our group of guys. He was angry enough at the best of times, but being woken from his sleep was like awakening a monster. We were given the hairdryer treatment. I didn't grasp Johnny up, though, but someone must have, as his parents had to come pick him up the next day.
What's the hairdryer treatment?
It's like a football term, I think. Maybe that's why you don't know it. But it's where you go in and you get a proper... Whoever, like your football manager, has a right go at you.
Oh, I thought it was something that's now been banned in schools where they used to get like loads of hairdryers and line you up and like...
No.
I thought it was like Chinese water torture.
No, it's like they're shouting so loud in your face that your hair goes back like a hairdryer.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what it means.
I love football.
I'm not sure. The week finished with a disco. Of course, no one really danced with each other, but I remember sliding all over the place to Three Lions.
Happy times.
I had a great time downing panda pops and practicing my goal celebrations with my mates. As always, we had to write a school project throughout the week. Every school trip involved writing a project. I've got this somewhere at home, I'm sure. Every day really was a school day back then. The trip taught me climbing skills, a love of the Dorset coast, and that fire alarms can potentially be set off with aerosols. Lessons that have set me up for life.
I'm actually a bit worried now because I got a Lynx gift set for Christmas. Mm. I still get those.
Well, the thing is, you two musk up in here all the time.
I know, but my smoke alarms are really sensitive at home. Like, if I do any toast, it's off. So I just need to be careful where I'm spraying in my Africa in future, don't I?
Yeah, be really careful with
we're
that,
We're not even allowed toasters in here, and the fire alarms go off for anything, so I'm putting a ban on musking up.
Okay.
Oh, right, so you've got a concern that musking up in here would be...
Yeah, because there's all fire sensors all around. Should we try it?
What?
Well, see if we can set off the fire alarm. I've got Lynx Africa in my bag.
I knew you would have.
Should I get it?
Just give it a quick... like a scientific experiment.
I feel bad. We could do this en masse tomorrow. I could bring my gift set in. We could spray it all at the same time.
How long did you have to spray it for back in the Purbeck?
Give it a good spray.
Am I going to give this a go?
Go.
Whoa!
Oh, it's tense, isn't it?
Oh. I think we're good.
If that had happened then, we're not good. I've got quite a lot of it.
It's a bit too much.
Oh. It's dry action. Oh, that was such a bad idea.
You're going to stink of this stuff.
It was like the time my boyfriend made me had a shower because I smelt of the old sports presenter.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
What are you on about?
You smelt of David Garrido.
I went to student radio awards and I'd say goodbye to David Garrido and, like, he'd kissed me on, like, both cheeks. I got home, my boyfriend was like, "Have you been out with David Garrido?" I was like, "Yes." He was like, "Have a shower."
He used to love the musk.
I can't see you again until you've had a wash.
Because of David Garrido or the smell?
Because of David Garrido's aftershave.
Oh, right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there. Who wants to do the show from a nudist beach one day? Not for it?
As a nudie or non? Non-nudie?
I'm thinking nudie. Chris, are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for doing the show, but the thing is, that means we've got to see each other naked. That's kind of weird.
It is a bit weird, but I think...
you've said yes. I still haven't said yes. You said, yes, I'm up for doing that, but, which means you're doing it.
I don't think it... I think that the first 5 minutes would be weird, but then after that, I think we'd all just settle in.
Okay, well, me and the one that doesn't speak are happy to be off that week. And then you and Chris can be nudie with other producers and other engineers.
No, I want it to be a team.
Think about it.
It'll be team bonding.
So you're happy seeing Chris naked. Chris is happy seeing you naked. Me and the one that doesn't speak on holiday. What about the engineers? What about the bosses that come down to inspect what's going on?
Gross, I didn't think of that.
You've got to think about other people. What about all the listeners that come to have a look?
Are we inviting...
You can't just say, like,
is it like
nude.
Is it like a... You've turned it into a nude big weekend.
Well, no, like, when you do, you can't have...
Now, there's an idea.
You can't do an outside broadcast and not have a few listeners.
No, but they always say that to relax, you need to imagine your audience naked.
That's true, yeah. Same as in job
interviews.
It's
going to be the most laid-back show ever.
Why? Put your hands
don't
behind your head.
Don't do that! Right, why are you doing that? Right. You don't need to splay. No?
I just wanted to ask, like... We don't have to do it, I just wanted to say. And what we could do, like everyone's doing on the text, is say that we stumbled across it by accident.
That's what everyone's... all our equipment and all your records.
And all the engineers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come across as quite a good idea when we were just chatting then about Radio 1's nude weekend. Just moving it on from my idea of going to the nudist beach, where we could have like an event for listeners, but everyone is naked. Who do we want on the bill, do you think?
Just writing the list of potential people that I need to email. So Rihanna, obviously.
Yeah.
Pixie Lott.
Yeah.
I've got Mumford and Sons. CeeLo. What?
Okay.
He's big.
I know.
Saturdays. Oh, that's so wrong in so many ways. The Saturdays.
Gracious. The Saturdays, yeah.
One Direction.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine. And then for catering, I'm thinking Paul and Mary off the Bake Off.
But yeah, that's a good list. Like, let's keep adding to it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, you were off yesterday.
Yes.
You missed Chris's new plan.
Mm-hmm.
To make a hit record and become an international hit maker and then win a Brit Award, which is the aim of all this.
Right.
The nominations for the Brits are tonight. We'll speak to Greg from there later. Chris thought he could still enter, like a day before.
We're running out of time.
That doesn't work like that.
You've been thinking about this for ages. Why have you left it so last
minute?
Well,
that's the problem. I always leave things last minute. So that's what's going on here, isn't it?
It's going to have to be for next year, though. But by then, you could have a repertoire of hits.
Yeah.
And we decided that probably the most prolific hit maker in the world right now is David Guetta. Mm. And his songs do follow a formula, don't they?
Yes.
Well, even he said he could bash one out on a plane journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With two fingers.
Yeah.
They weren't quite his words, but he says he writes a lot of his music on planes.
So we decided to try and emulate the formula to try and make Chris a star. Loads of people on Facebook have been on with some suggestions of what the song needs to include, like Mark Stubley.
Use the same tune from your last song. Seems to work for Guetta. I realise you need to make a record before you can make a follow-up that sounds similar, but it's a plan for future releases.
Sure, OK, we'll bear that in mind when we get to, like, single two.
Mm.
Beera's been on as well. She says...
Dun, 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 dun.
Eh?
I don't know what that means.
No, nor do I. Does David Guetta do that?
Christian's been on also.
The song must start with a dum, 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 as per every Guetta song.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, it's the keyboard, isn't
they
it?
They mean...
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Makes sense now. Serena on Facebook says...
Sing Chris at the beginning. We all like to know who's singing it before it begins.
How would that go?
Chris the Shark Stock.
They don't normally sing it. They normally, it's like...
Just do it in your own voice.
Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
All right. Yeah. It's Chris, Worldwide.
Yeah, that. Emma Clark says this... needs to be included.
Something about the floor. getting on it, jumping on it, dancing on it, making love on it, etc., etc., X.
Anything on the floor.
Yeah.
Here's another, Emma.
You've got to mention the dance floor. Get on it, dance around it, get all the girls on it, love on it.
Love on it.
Love on it.
Love on it. Love on it.
Definitely need to put the flow in there.
Love on it.
Thanks, everyone, on Facebook for your help. So with all that in mind, how are you doing with your David Guetta style lyrics?
Okay, I think.
Yeah?
I've sort of got something together, words-wise.
Mm-hmm.
What I did when I started is I just tried to think up lots of sort of rhyming stuff and stuff about being in the club and sticking to what everyone was saying in those themes there.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
So I started with stuff like wearing my school shoes, there's no trainers allowed. I got two girls here, but only one cup. That sort of thing. You know, clever stuff.
Sure.
Shake your ass with your glass up.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, so I sort of went down that route. And then I thought, the problem with it is I'm just doing all these different things all over the place in the song. I need a sort of overriding theme with it. I had this moment of genius.
Go.
I thought I'd theme it around aviation. Bear with me. If you think of the plane like a club, I've come up with so much stuff. It's brilliant.
All right, so do we, in the song, do we replace the club with a plane?
Yeah, imagine it's like a metaphor. Sure. So in my song, it will all make sense. Bear with me. So here we are. I'm flying tonight. This club's my aeroplane. We fueled on Patron.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it.
My radar spots your landing strip. Commencing my descent, my landing gear's going down. Like that? Do you get it, though, the aeroplane?
I get it, yeah, I get it, yeah. Yeah, I get the metaphor, yeah.
Coming down your aisle with my trolley. Meat or fish or the vegetarian option.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm
it's
just encouraging
unique.
You.
Stow your tray table away and get your seat upright. Adopt the brace position. And then I thought we could go brace, 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 brace.
I think it needs to be adopt the brace position, girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right. Adopt the brace position, girl.
Yeah.
And then I've got all these different lines here, which are like, because I had to just theme this. So I've got like doors set to manual, stuff about undercarriage, luggage. Yeah.
I think some of it's been shoehorned in, to be fair.
I like it.
It doesn't have the flow
I wasn't
that
sure
I was really expecting.
I wasn't sure how to fit in. In the event of sudden loss of cabin pressure, Mars will descend from the ceiling.
What about fit yours before fitting other people's?
Yes, that's a good one.
Can you put in somewhere and a whistle for attracting attention?
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Because that fits in with disco, see?
Yeah.
My exits are at the front, the back and the middle.
That's quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
I mean, point at the parts.
The front, right, so you've got your front exit, your back exit. Where's the middle exit?
I don't know, actually. I didn't really...
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm taking this too literally.
Yeah.
Doors set to manual. So I thought I'd go down that plane...
What related?
Plane
what?
Route. And what
I thought you just casually threw that away. It's like, there's no club reference there at all, but I'm going to put it in.
I thought with this song as well, it'd be good to have a rap. You know, in a lot of David Guetta songs, like Nicki Minaj comes in and raps.
Yeah.
I thought, do you know what? Becky would be perfect for it.
You do like a good rap.
I do.
So I've written a rap for her.
Okay. Well, should we play a track and then we'll come back with the rap in a minute, shall we?
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. Are you ready for it, Becky?
Oh,
have
yes.
a little practice and we'll be back in a second. It's Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is aiming to win a Brit Award by making a David Guetta-style hit. Because let's face it, Guetta is the one at the moment. He like releases a song every day, sometimes two on a good day.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have got Rihanna on. We couldn't get her for this one. So Becky is going to do the rap. Because they do have a rap in like the Minaj one, don't they, sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
And also Pitbull, his raps are good, aren't they? So are you ready, Becky? Because mm-hmm. this is like your forte.
I've written this with Becky in mind, I'd like to point out.
All right. This is the rap in the Guetta style song that Chris is making. Chris has written this all himself. I want to tell you when to start.
Yep.
Now.
Come in. This is air traffic control. Crackle, crackle, roger, roger. There's thunder approaching. I'm here to land you. Am I coming in clear? There's too many birds in your area. I see a goose, goose. But I'm the flyest feathered creature in this hoose, hoose. And I've got you on my radar. You are bleeping hard. Check your speed. You're coming in too fast, 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 fast. Ass, 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 ass. Glass, 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 glass.
Cheers. And that's how I thought. That's what I thought the chorus could be. Like, just come in with cheers.
Yeah, and then you're putting your drink up.
And you say cheers, and it just goes in with that beat, that heavy.
Mm. Do it needs to be faster, do you think? Like the Minaj one, which is super fast.
Okay, well, do you want me to try it again?
Yeah, really fast. Okay. Go!
Come in, this is air traffic control. Crackle, crackle, roger, roger, there's thunder approaching. I'm here to land you, am I coming in clear? There's too many birds in your area. I see a goose, goose, but I'm the flyest feathered creature in this hoose, hoose. And I've got you on my radar, you're bleeping hard. Check your speed, you're coming in too fast. Fast, fast, fast. Ass, 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 ass.
Cheers.
That's the one. That's it. It needs to be faster.
Yes, Becky.
Nailed it. High fives all round.
That was amazing.
Five.
I'll have some of that.
Yes. Cheers. I'll drink to that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I can sniff the weekend if I try hard enough. And now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady. With what you are saying this week. Go!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. Today, as I was walking into Sainsbury's, there was a man trying to get his little boy to leave the shop. All I heard him say was, "Out you go," in a very Norfolk accent. This made me start laughing out loud, and I got some very dodgy looks. Also, last week at the dinner table, the Archers came on the radio. Just the sound of their voices made me start to giggle, and I nearly choked on my pasta. I tried to explain why it was so funny to my mum, but she couldn't quite understand from my bad impression of go-on pigs through mouthfuls of food. Life has been so much funnier since you've been playing those clips. I only need to think of the word pigs, and I'm immediately cheered up. Smiley. Thanks. Love from Hannah, off of Norwich.
Cheers, Hannah, off Norwich. I've got one thing to say to you.
Go on, pigs.
Push him along, Tony. Someone's been on today saying that apparently Tony has been pushing the pigs along again on, I think, either last night or tonight's, or today's episode of The Archers. So we'll try and find that, because I really want to hear that. It is instantly funny, though, and it doesn't show any signs of waning either.
No.
Still as funny as the day we played it first.
Go on, pigs.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris. Ha, you're the adult baby. TOTDS, the PR4L, the PR4M, Timmy Trendy, and anyone else who might be there. Smiley.
This is everyone.
I was listening back to some old podcasts from around Valentine's Day over the Christmas break when you were talking about Scott's friend who was going to propose to his girlfriend while she was asleep. You were saying this was a rubbish idea, and to be honest, I agree. The thing is, there was never any confirmation on this. Did he go through with the plan? Are they getting married? I would love to know, and thought some other listeners would too. Thanks very much. Bryony, XXX. Age, 14 years. Height, 5'3". Hair colour, blonde. Eye colour, blue.
Bryony, this is a classic case of, we do one of our stories, something that's happened in our life, and then we don't follow it up and we don't tell you what actually occurred. No, he didn't ask her in her sleep, and no, still hasn't asked her at all.
Why was he going to ask her in her sleep again?
I can't remember.
Was he nervous of what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that I can't even remember why it was, but I know that he hasn't done it and she doesn't even know that he was going to. So let's leave it at that. Sorry it wasn't more exciting, the outcome. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak. Recently, my life became actual innuendo bingo. I was eating Sunday lunch when my grandma made a casual comment about spotting some tits on her bird table. I think apple crumble came through my nose. It was really funny. Lots of love. Rachel, 13, off of Leamington Spa. XOXO.
Seriously, Rachel, that is so immature. You're making up jokes on your own now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just be friends.
What a big old softy.
I know, bless him. Bless Stephen.
How are you, man? Hey, Brit nominated Professor Green.
Oh, I thought that was me.
No.
Oh, not this year. I know, really good. And Ed Sheeran, four nominations.
Four nominations for Ed Sheeran. Adele right up there as well. Noel Gallagher up there for Best Male Solo Artist.
Yep.
Breakthrough act, including again Ed Sheeran, Emily Sandé, Jessie J's. Come on, breakthrough act. I mean, she won the Brit Award at this time last year. She's now up for a breakthrough. I think she's broken.
But don't you find that always in one of the categories there's a really every year?
Yeah, I'm amazed she's in that category. She's like got the largest selling album of 2011, and she's the breakthrough artist for 2012. I think that's pretty established.
Strange. Yeah.
Pretty established.
It's a bit like when Basement Jacks played on the Indie Music We Trust stage once.
I remember that.
Yeah. It's like, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm faithless.
I think everyone forgot to tell those acts where they were playing on that day because they all showed up. They were like, what?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Hey, guess what?
What?
These legendary handovers are now available to listen to again and again.
Hang on, what?
They're on the on our podcast on the Scott Mills Daily every day.
You've done a podcast montage of the handovers.
Not just them, but the handover of that day is on daily on the podcast.
Oh, I thought you'd done like a best of handovers.
No, not yet. We will. We'll obviously get to that. But yeah, you can hear them. So the end of the show is now on our free download.
What do you reckon out of 10 our percentages of good, of decent to crap for handovers?
I don't think we can comment
on that. Let's now go to the fact finder, the woman who knows all things. The cold-hearted mathematician of the show, Lanolin.
What do you think?
What are you saying?
I would say 20% awful, 10% brilliant, and 70% what?
Banal. 70% banal, is that what you're saying?
No, not banal.
70%?
No, just where people sit there and go, eh?
Yeah, there are some that just go weird and no one really knows what happened.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.